Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few, but if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, you gotta love when someone submits an email to amithejerk@1037kissfm.com. And it starts out with, Allie, I can already hear you screaming.
Yeah. Means it's about to be something that's going to charge you
means
up.
Means it's going
to
be a good one. Yeah. She signed it, sincerely, I pay my own way.
Okay, pay my way.
But we're going to call her Peyton.
Okay, Peyton.
For Peyton pays her own way.
Peyton pays.
And you'll hear why she's triggered by something her sister does. Here we go.
All right.
She said, Allie and DZ, my sister and her boyfriend live together. They've been together for about 6 years. Recently, there's been a lot of pressure from our family to put a ring on it.
Mm.
I totally get it. I was also like, WTF, until I found out my sister does not pay him rent. It is his house. She doesn't pay for groceries. She doesn't pay his bills. She doesn't pay for anything.
Oh, she's mooching. No, she's being taken care of.
She does, however, enjoy many vacations because obviously she can afford it. So I confronted my sister about it. She had no defense and just argued that I was taking her boyfriend's side. But here's the kicker. I texted her boyfriend about her not paying for anything, and he said, quote, this has been an ongoing argument between them.
Ooh.
To which she now texted back the run emoji.
Ooh.
Three run emojis.
To her man?
Ooh. To her sister's boyfriend. She told her sister's boyfriend to run. Is she the jerk for telling her sister's boyfriend to run?
Hey, yo.
I think that's really what it is here.
Is that what it is?
Am I the jerk for telling my sister's boyfriend to run? Because she said, am I the jerk for taking his side? Same thing, telling my sister's boyfriend to run. That's essentially what she did.
Yeah.
Which is wild, because I get she's mad at her sister for being a moocher.
Yeah. I mean, but if she's being taken care of, and I'm sorry, they've been together for almost 6 years. This is something you've allowed to happen.
Yeah. I mean, what was he thinking?
How long has it been ongoing?
Yeah.
6 years long? Because I doubt it.
And I would say it was a mooch either way. If it was a dude living off a chick or a chick living off a dude, especially if they work. What do you mean you don't pay one bill?
Nothing.
How do you not pay? You don't even offer?
I mean, and
you don't care?
And I understand out of necessity. And you know what I'm saying? Sometimes you got to hold the relationship down because one person is maybe going through something. You never know, whatever. But it sounds like she's working. Sounds like she makes money, and it sounds like she's using her own money on herself and not nobody else.
And like you said, if he's just taking care of her, that's his prerogative. But the fact that the boyfriend texted her back and said this is an ongoing argument, the money argument, means it's a problem. So the family's pressuring this guy to propose.
Right.
And her sister's going, don't propose.
Don't do it.
She doesn't pay for anything. She's a moocher. Why would you marry my sister?
Mm.
She's kind. And honestly, I almost in a weird way feel like, even though it sounds like she's being petty and jealous and getting involved in her sister's relationship, she kind of wants the best for her sister, which is take care of yourself and be independent and then get involved in a we can take care, because if something happens with these two, her sister is screwed.
Isn't it the best when somebody just takes care of you, though? Isn't that nice? Like, dude,
obviously.
Love that. Come on, man. Let's, no,
obviously,
let's be honest.
But how much are you going to enable people before they start taking care of themselves?
That's... Buddy's already enabled it for this long, and you just you took the words right out of my mouth. He and hers relationship has nothing to do with her sister. So why she's feeling the need to text him separately?
Yeah.
Man.
You're saying stay the hell out of
that
it.
That dog. Yeah, stay out of
You're
anybody's relationship. You a jerk in my book. I don't know.
Yeah, she's a jerk for getting involved.
Yeah. Yeah, and telling them to run. Yeah.
Peyton knew I would be triggered by the fact that the girl doesn't, like, intentionally doesn't do anything. But at the same time, the guy's not making her.
Right.
How is he not asked for one dime?
Or is he, and she's not willing?
Because it's an argument, and that's where they need to break up.
That's where they need to maybe run. So is she wrong? Maybe not. But, ooh, boy, she was definitely wrong for getting in it, in my book.
He should tell his girlfriend to start saving for her own ring, since she's got plenty of money. Is Peyton a jerk for telling her sister's boyfriend to run?
I don't know.
414-533-1037. I cannot wait to hear what people have to say. Some people are texting in saying sounds like she's jealous, and other people are saying jerk, mind your business. Mind your business.
I hear both.
I do too.
We'll figure it out.
All right.
Sure. 103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Peyton wrote in, wants to know if she's a jerk for telling her sister's boyfriend to run.
Run, girl.
Run, because he pays for everything. For 6 years he has. Her sister doesn't pay rent. She doesn't pay for groceries. She doesn't pay his bills. And now their family's pressuring him to propose. And she's saying, run. I wouldn't be with my sister. He's admitted money's an argument between them.
Right. After she texted him on the sly behind their back and said, you shouldn't marry my sister.
Yowzers. Let's get Kelly in Sussex this morning. We'll start with her. Kelly, good morning.
Good morning.
I know Kelly has a sister. Or is Peyton the jerk for telling her sister's boyfriend to run because her sister's a mooch?
I'm going to say, yeah, she's a jerk. I think she should be paying for some of the bills and food, but it's not her sister's place to get involved. Yeah. And if I did that, my sister would kick my butt.
She doesn't know their relationship at all. And she's assuming that she really does, right?
Yeah. Well, you don't know really what goes on behind closed doors.
She doesn't. Mm-hmm. But she does know the boyfriend's annoyed.
Yeah.
We are one step farther. It'd be even worse if she didn't know the boyfriend was bugged. If we didn't have that, I'd be like, wow, you're really overstepping your boundaries. But the fact that we know the boyfriend's annoyed with it.
But why is the boyfriend,
it's on him.
Why is the boyfriend talking their troubles with the sister
because
at
she
the
texted
same
him.
Time? He could have just said nothing.
She said, I texted her boyfriend about it, and he said, this has been an ongoing argument between them.
Man, respect the relationship, bro. I feel like he's a little out of pocket for even saying that to her. Just me.
Yeah.
I agree.
It's on him to hold the girl accountable, though,
exactly.
Not the sister.
And on him to do something about it, not tell the sister about it. Ooh, this is getting hot.
He's the one getting taken advantage of, in my opinion. But okay. Thanks for calling, Kelly.
Yeah, have a great day.
You too.
Our girl Amelia is in Milwaukee this morning.
Good morning.
Morning, Amelia.
Morning. Okay, Kelly said jerk. Is Peyton a jerk for telling her sister's boyfriend to run?
I ain't like that laugh she started off with. She said,
I'm going to say not a jerk.
Oh, dirt. Okay, Emilia, stand
hear me
on
out.
It.
Hear me out. Hear me out. Before you bite my head, hear me out.
I say none.
Okay.
I got your back. Go ahead.
So, okay. Didn't she talk to her sister first before and telling her, like, how she did it wrong? And
yeah.
Okay.
The true. Sister had no defense, it said.
True. Yeah.
Exactly. So, my thing is, what if she was bragging? We don't know. And then again, we got to think about it. What if her sister's always been like this?
Mm. Like
that's
a moocher?
Too.
A moocher?
Yeah.
Not self-sufficient.
She's always been like this.
And I'm with you for that part. Like, to me, it goes, you're more wanting to hold the sister accountable so she is more independent in life and isn't just always turning into one of these women who's well-kept. And then one day she has nothing and the marriage is over if they, you know.
You got to drive yourself.
You never want that to be the case.
Can't always be the passenger princess.
Thank you.
And then maybe... I mean, yeah, she's probably maybe out of line texting him, but maybe he had nobody else to invent and doesn't say anything, and he looks at it, the sister being on her side. Like,
saying,
you know what, I've talked to her, I think this and that, you know, whatever. But to say dump your sister, no, but she, you know, the sister too. But then again, in the beginning, maybe he could have said, oh, you don't have to worry, you don't got to pay nothing, this and that. That could have been a conversation too, you know?
Yeah,
there's so many things that it could have started.
You're right.
And now that you shouldn't have been in the bus in the beginning.
And look, they could be close. The siblings could be close with the significant other for all we know. You're right.
Exactly. Like, I have two kids. My daughter's 18 and my son's 15. And I always, especially my daughter, I always say this, I go, do not ever, ever use it, you know, you're dating a dude, don't ever use him. Oh, he pays it. Don't you ever think that way. Ever.
Right.
So I'm like that with my daughter, and I always tell my son, like, you do your part too, but make sure you don't take advantage.
That's right.
Because I'm not going to lie. My son he's a good looking kid. He has beautiful eyes and everything. And I was telling him that. I'm like, don't let nobody take advantage of you, because Mama Bear here is going to step in.
Mama Bear going to bite somebody head off. Yeah. That's what she's really talking about.
And there's no kids. Like, so there's not even... She's just a kept woman.
Yeah.
Who makes her own money and spends her money and his, is what
Must
it sounds
be
like.
Nice.
But that's on him.
Right, 100%.
But God forbid, what if something would have happened and something happens to him? God forbid, like, because it's an accident or anything.
Stuff are
you
going to help him?
Are you just going to get up and dip?
Okay,
you can't
do that. Amelia has a great point. If something happens to him, is she going to stick around and take care of him? Oh,
or go look to be kept somewhere else.
That's
the only obstacle. You got to look at it, you know?
Emilia.
Like, you know what?
You know,
we heard you out. We get it.
She said, hold me down and hear me out. And I did. And now I'm a little more on her side.
I never thought about that. If something happens to him, is she going to take care of him? Probably not.
She clearly has the means to take care of herself. But is she going to take care of another person?
No. She only has the means to take care of herself because she has no bills.
That's what I'm saying,
We would all have the means to take care of ourselves.
That's what I'm saying.
We had no bills.
That's what I'm saying. Like, she's good to go.
Yeah.
As soon as somebody else is now dependent
she's
on
in
you,
trouble.
And she's the quote-unquote breadwinner or whatever, she might be in trouble. Emilia, we got to get you off the phone, man. You're making too much sense.
Yeah. Bye, Emilia.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. That's split then. Emilia said not the jerk. Kelly said jerk. Both had really good points. Casey's in Fort Atkinson this morning. Hey, Casey.
Good morning.
Morning. Whereby you get to be the tiebreaker. You're the decider.
Messy situation. Oh. What do you think? Is she the jerk for telling her sister's boyfriend to run?
Say what you say. Stand on it.
I'm going to say absolutely a jerk.
Yeah. Okay. Why?
Because I feel she should not be getting involved in their relationship. I kind of feel that the boyfriend is a jerk as well, along with this situation, just because he's not manning up and telling his soon-to-be possibly fiance that, hey, I need a little bit of help. He has to be that person.
He's enabled it for 6 years.
Yes.
He's in trouble
That's his own fault for that. But if he needs the help and he wants her to contribute, he's got to man up and also, you know, let her know that so that they can move on with a relationship. Because it might not work out. He might realize that she's not the right person for him then and not proposed to her.
Maybe I'm alone in this. I mean, I don't. Sometimes it feels good to pay for other people or to gift people stuff. But like, imagine that going on and on for years with your partner. At some point, you'd get resentful, I'd think.
Yeah, I mean, my husband, he pays for a lot, but I mean, I still contribute to the bills that I can pay for.
Right, right.
And that's just, I mean, we've been together for 10 years, and that's that's the right thing to do as a wife, and you know,
listen, 50-50, people get stuck in the mental 50-50 has to be an exact 50-50. 50-50 ain't 50. 50-50 might be an 80-20, a 60-40. It's not always going to be the exact split, but as long as you feel like you guys are taking care of each other in the way you need, that's all that matters. This one was tough.
Yeah, they should both have an excess of money right now between the two with no kids and two incomes.
You
they should
me?
Both be rolling in the dough.
They should be enjoying all of the vacations.
But instead, she's rolling in the dough and he's doing what he's annoyed with it.
Yep.
Well, that is jerk all the way around because I think at the end of the day, Peyton's just being messy.
Yeah.
And Peyton needs to stay out of her sister's relationship.
See,
we get it and we agree why you're annoyed, Peyton, and why your sister looks like a loser. It's none of your damn business. So I get you, Peyton, but at the same time, you gotta let it go because you can't control other people's relationships.
And the more you try, the worse it's gonna be on you because then people gonna build resentment on your end and you don't want that on your
end. And then they end up bonding because you're mad at them and then they go off in their little corner and they think they have some connection because they're bonding over the problem. And you push them away in the end, you know?
Yep, and she could. I mean, for messaging her boyfriend, I think, you know, that could be an issue with Peyton and her sister now, too. You know,
all right, so. Cool. Thank you,
Casey. Appreciate you.
Yes. Have a good day.
You too.
All right, jerk all the way around today for Am I the Jerk? Thank you to everyone that called and texted. We see your texts. Coming up next, somebody texted in. It's called an ongoing argument, lady. Get a grip.
It's called married life. You gonna keep arguing about some stuff. It is what it is. Figure it out. Hey, I can't disagree with that one either, though.
These are some funny texts that I'm reading. We appreciate all of them. Coming up next, I'm going to tell you why I had to light up my children over the holidays this weekend.
You had to get on them?
I had to get on them.
Wait. No, tell me now.
DZ, you're going to roll your eyes.
No, I don't want to play a song. Tell me now.
Play a song because you're going to roll your eyes and you're going to be like, are you kidding me when I tell you what happened this weekend? It's next. It's
better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.